This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Alright, thank you for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Just to notify you that I've had no dealings with eBay or haven't ordered anything on eBay. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's null and void. What number did you ring, please?
The number is ending with 8. It's 405-808-369.
So the number you rang is 405-808-369?
Yes.
Well, that is my phone number, but yes. I have not ordered anything on eBay.
Yeah,
so
we know that.
Pardon?
We know that. The thing is that, according to our report, we can see that by using your identity details, some hackers from online is misusing your details and processing some fraud charges, okay? And because of that, we called you directly so that we can block the transactions which are trying to be done. So for the security cancellation, ma'am, do you have a smart device like any computer, laptop, or a smartphone with you?
No, I haven't. What you're trying to do is to stop these hackers going into my banking
transactions. Okay. So.
Sorry.
You say you don't have any devices with you, right? You don't have any device.
No.
Or smartphone.
No. All I have is my mobile. I have no smartphone, no laptop. So are you ringing? Can I finish? Can I say what I want to say, please? I'm just saying, you're ringing me to notify that hackers are trying to buy something through my phone or possible bank details. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. So in past 48 hours or in past few days, have you shared any of your information to any telemarketing person or someone else?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Mm.
All right. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to block your information from our server, okay? So.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yes. So for that, ma'am, can you confirm me, first of all, what's your full name? You need to confirm your full name.
Right. So this information I'm giving you is confidential. It doesn't go any further?
Yes. Let me tell you, this is a complete recorded line for training and quality purpose. So what are the conversations we are doing, ma'am? It's for the Better Business Bureau, okay? And because your identity details are getting compromised in our platform, we need to verify some of your identity details in order to stop this fraudulent activity. Yes.
Yes.
So
I understand that, and I thank you for that.
Start with your full name.
Mrs. Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A.
Can you spell out your full name, please?
Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, middle name Sue, S-U-E, surname Ford, F-O-R-D.
Wait. It's Elenda, E-L-E-N-D-A, right?
No, Belinda, B for book, E for Edward, L for letter, I-N-D-A.
Okay, Belinda, after that, ma'am?
Belinda, Sue is my middle name, S-U-E, and surname Ford, F-O-R-D.
Okay, it's Belinda Sue Ford, right?
Belinda Sue, S for sky, U-E, Ford, S for thread, O-R-D.
Okay, it's Belinda Sue, F-U-E, then Ford, F-O-R-D, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, please help me out with your postal address, your billing address, okay?
Why do you need my address, please?
Your address. Okay, we
I'm
need
not,
your.
I'm not can I finish, please? I'm not happy to give you my address.
Ma'am,
why
we are asking. We need your address because the purchase request we have got before is somewhere in 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. It's a foreign address. Okay. So as because at the moment we are verifying your identity, we need your billing address, your postal address, so that we can give you a security thing. All right?
And
the security thing we are doing, yeah.
Right, and this stays purely with you at eBay, does it?
Yes, and we are not from any private company, okay? We are trying to help you out with the security. As because, ma'am, you don't have any internet device with you, we are going through the offline procedure, okay? And that's why we need your help. We need your full cooperation with this. Okay,
right,
because
so
I am doing each and everything from my end, so I need to make a full report on it. That's why I'm asking you these things.
Oh, I see. All right. It's
yes.
2a for Apple.
Uh-huh.
Ocean, OCEAN. View, VIEW.
It's 2a.
No, 2A, A,
2A.
A, 2A, A being A for Apple.
Yes, that.
Ocean, O-C-E-A-N,
uh-huh.
U, C-I-E-W, Parade, P-A-R-A-D-E.
After what, you?
Parade, P-A-R-A-D-E.
G-R?
No, P for... P for people. P A R A D E.
Okay. Ocean View Parade after that?
Mount Pleasant. P L E A S A N T.
Come up again.
Mount Pleasant. P L E A S A N T.
C L E A.
No, Mount, M-O-U-N-T, Pleasant, P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T.
That's Mount Pleasant.
Yes, and that's New South Wales, 2519 Australia. And can I take your name, please?
Yes, my full name is Alex Williams, and I'm from the Anti-Fraud Department of eBay Security. And we are from the headquarters of Melbourne.
Oh, okay. So, can you spell your Christian name, please?
Sorry?
Can you spell your first name, please?
It's Alex. Alex Williams.
Alex. You're Alex Williams.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And the end of the process. Can I just finish? Is it? No, can I just ask you, please? Are you from the anti-fraud?
Yes, we are from the anti-fraud department.
Right, and is this a government department, is it?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Right, okay. And do you have a contact phone number there, please?
Yes, sure, ma'am. You will get all the information. First, let me cancel each and everything for you.
Yeah, can I just ask for your phone number at the anti-fraud department, or... the phone number for the anti-fraud department, in case I need to ring back, please.
Okay, all right. I will give it to you. Just give me a moment.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig. Sorry, somebody's trying to use my details in America, I think, to hack into my bank account. So this has happened before. I'll have to ring the Commonwealth Bank when I get home.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you give me your contact number, please, for the anti-fraud department?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. It's 023.
023? Yes.
173.
Yes.
325.
325. So that's 023 173 325.
Yes. And now.
And this is from Melbourne, is it?
Yes,
in Melbourne?
Yes, yes. And now, let me tell you, ma'am, because the transactions are trying to be made without your authorization, can you please inform me, according to our report, you're doing banking with Commonwealth Bank. Am I correct, ma'am? Is it correct?
It is the Commonwealth Bank, but I'm not going to give you my bank details, I'm afraid.
We are not asking you to give me your banking details. We just need to verify some of your basic information because of your identity, okay? That's all we are doing for you. Now, can you just confirm me, when was the last time you checked your banking statements?
I got a balance last Friday.
You checked your statements on last Friday, right?
Well, that was just to get a balance at the local post office. But can I just say in any event that I'm visiting my husband who's in a nursing home at the moment, and this is actually, I appreciate your call and I do thank you for that, but it's encroaching on the time that I need to spend with him. But what I'm going to do when I go home today is that I'll ring the Commonwealth Bank. I have had this situation.
You don't need to worry about anything. We're going to secure you.
I'm also, that's my prerogative. I'm also,
yes,
with your respect, going to contact my bank. I wish to make that known. But I do appreciate your call.
Please confirm me, do you have any rough idea what is your last available balance you are having in your account?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a rough idea what is your last available balance you are having in your account?
I'm not prepared to give you that.
Can I just
finish, please? I'm going to ring the bank and I will make
any additional inquiries from the bank. You will call your bank, but until we finish the security work, we need to make a report, right? We are making a report for your own security, because in future, if you lose your identity details, you will face this problem, okay? So,
can I just explain again, please, that my time is limited and I'm visiting my husband today. I'm not for personal reasons happy to give you my balance in my account. Because I don't know you, and it's not appropriate. It's inappropriate for me to pass on that.
I'm going to ring
my bank when I get home, and I will sort it out with them. That is just getting a little bit too.
But you need to understand, ma'am, we are verifying the things for you. We are doing it through offline procedure. You need to understand. So I do understand. The last available balance you were having in your account, because if somehow the money gets out of your account, we will be able to refund you the money. Okay? So we are just asking you the last available balance you are having. Like, I can tell you the last available balance I'm having right now in my account is $22,000. That I have in my account. If I tell you my amount, it doesn't mean that I'm giving you all my information, right? I'm just telling you like this. I'm just doing it for your own safety, ma'am, right?
Well, it's probably about 3,000.
It's probably about 3,000, right, ma'am?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And do you have one account or do you have more than one account on your Commonwealth?
I'm not prepared to say that. That, again, is highly...
Ma'am, we are doing it for your own safety. You need to understand.
I don't wish to continue this conversation. I shall take it up with my bank. Thank you for
all right. Just stay on the line for a moment. Okay, just wait for a moment. Let me talk to the security officer, okay? Just stay on the line for a moment. Hello? Ma'am, can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I've got to finish this conversation.
You don't need to give me any more information about what you call. You just give me a moment. I'm making the complete report within a while. Just give me a moment. Let me talk to the security officer once, because we are giving the securities. Right. Just give me a moment. Stay on the line.
Sorry. But just if you could be as quick as you can, please, because this is...
I'm trying my best. Just give me a moment.
I've had this problem before, that people from overseas are trying to hack into your account, and that's why I'm happy not to have a computer, and I don't do any transactions online. You know, everything I do by talking to someone. Do you know what I mean? And I told him, you've heard me, there's encryption on my personal time. And I'm beginning to get really annoyed. If he doesn't hurry up soon, I'm going to terminate the call. You know, he's a voice from the desert. I've had no contact with him before. I'm not passing on my banking information. I just said I had X amount. I just said I had 2,000 in the bank account. He's not going to know what account it is. I haven't given account details.
Hello? Hello, are you there, ma'am?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
I just had a word with the security officer. He told me that there are some online hackers are trying to misuse your data. Okay, so he wants to talk to you about this. Just wait for a while. I'm just answering this call.
I'm sorry. I've just got to go. I'll pack this up to my bank when I get back home. I've really got to go. But this is, I appreciate it. And I thank you for your call. So thank you very much indeed for your time, your help and your call. But I've got to terminate the conversation because I've got things to attend to for my husband. All right, and I'll take it up with my bank. Take it up with my bank this issue when I get home. All right, thank you. Bye.